Into shore came driftwood fallen and polished. Into shore came shattered and smooth glass translucent and blue. Into the year came February cold and snow. Into the storm came the other world. Into the dead of winter came fire. Into the keyholes and locks came relentless wind. Into music came northern lights. Into the scales, shafts of solar dust lit by the departed sun. Into the howling and ecstasy. Into the interior, immeasurable waves. Into the battering, a sea. Into the stones, slender green stems. Into the cracks came love. Into the vessel, into the body, the source. In the beginning was a note before a word was written. Along the lines against the sky, notes came like birds to rest and rise up and fly away. In the beginning was a note before a word was spoken, unwritten in the rivers flowing endlessly in the day and night, over stones and hard places. In the beginning was a note sung in the blood, flowing in the veins and the body to places never seen. In the beginning was a note in the limbs of trees swaying in the breeze, not silence exactly. The calling comes like notes that press into my breast, into the chambers of the heart, and my blood takes it on roads deep inside that split and divide. It's never enough what I have in hand, the music, the circumference, goes beyond the body, yours or mine. The only thing that contains it is the sky. Sometimes by the stars, I can see this other body we're inside, the ribs' blue vault and the wind coming in like breath. Notes bend around the other strings and turn like a river that rises and falls along a landscape, welling up in the twilight, petals opening of white water lilies, and the crossing of bears and winged migrations calling. From a tiny wire vibrating, from far away full of arrival, the wind from the north smells of permafrost and smoke and sedgy marsh, sweeping down the latitudes and longitudes, drops the degrees, drops water on the leaves. The sun's relentless shining, unbroken by cloud or wing or forest, drops what the stars pick up by darkness. Always and onward and endless the blue landscapes, the gray dome when the sky drops, the shifting greens, yellow green, deep green, dark green, gray green, black, and dust. The star moss in the damp shadow of a tree picks up the sound. The white pine roots lift the flat stones upward, everything into music. What's found in the tangle of trees and twigs from branches and limbs and trunks and roots, in the ephemeral tenderness of green leaves, in the trembling and wind and the blue of sky and lake, in waves and surfaces from which they rise, frustration fallen in its place and emptiness resounding, a chamber that answers the vibration of string and wind, a trembling, a brimming and falling in the place opposite of grief, in the body, the place opposite of dark, circulating in water and air, a star whose light has ended but travels toward us, rising and falling in a cascade of notes which is not endless but aching and sweet like the iridescent feathers of wings that rise and fall in the circle of migration, in each flight, music that we breathe. Love goes on in spite of the quarrels, in spite of the leavings, broken hearts, rejected rights, discarded love letters, promises never kept. Love goes on in face of all of its failures, in spite of the betrayals, reverse and fortunes, formidable opponents, competing needs. Love goes on and on, if not above ground, then under, if not under, then through, if not through, then around, if not around, then over and over and over, if not you, then another, if not another, then another. Love goes on, slips out of our grasp, travels upon the roads, falls like rain and fills the rivers, floods and evaporates only to rain elsewhere. Love goes on here and elsewhere, everywhere, never nowhere. Love is beyond the body's joining, beyond the climax, the clasp of hand and mouth and ribs and limbs. Love is beyond the kiss and the words, beyond the darkness and sunrise, the births of new life and fallowness of winter. Love is beyond the pain of it, the disdain of it, the stain of it, beyond the seed that falls beneath the soil before and after the rain that splits the seed open. Beside the tendril that lifts its small stem, goes on to leaf and back to seed. Love is the circle we're in, outside, inside, unsayable, unspeakable, unseeable, unknowable. Creator and destroyer, love, 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 how grief rises into dark stars. What if a star fell into your hand? What would you do with the weight, with the infinite roaring, the burning light? What if a star fell into your hand? What would you do without a body, without shadow or distance, the end of night?